Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back. I'm back. You're listening to Free on the Inside, the internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you. We took a little break there, but we're back online once again. Now, you know, and I was just reflecting on how good things have been to me and my family, and I could only contribute to God. And I pray that things are going well with you, too. I miss you. I pray that you miss me, too. I pray that you go back and listen to some of our archives program. Because, man, there's great stuff on there. But yet, there's more work to be done. You know, doing my little hiatus, I know I was running some broadcasts and doing other things. I thought about you. I miss you. I think that you miss me also. Because I encourage you to continue this journey with me. I encourage you to continue to log on to this program each Saturday morning and see what God is up to. You know, we say help change a life. You know, we can't do anything apart from God Almighty, but maybe we could intervene on God's behalf and change the course of a young man, change the future of a young lady, change the makeup of our family by doing things that are honorable and pleasing and acceptable to God. You know, because we messed this thing up. We did our own thing for a little while. I'm saying for a little while, because then you came into the full knowledge of what you're supposed to do and who you are. So you were able to change your life and turn things around. And guess what? If you could do it too, your nephew could do it, your son could do it, your daughter could do it, and your brother and all those that are dear to your heart can't do it. Because God, our Heavenly Father, is no respecter of person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. I encourage you to continue to listen to this program. Continue to make yourself available to help change the life of someone. But if you want to call this program or you want to make note of this number here, I will call it. Now, we have a new number now. That number is 563-999-3596. And the call-in number, write this down. Make a note of it. Put it on the sticky side of your brain. Amen. And that number is 563-999-3596. You, too, can call in and lend your voice to the program and talk to our upcoming guests there. And, you know, as I think about our guests, you know, we have touched a lot of tough topics over the last few years. You know, and those things are still relevant today. You know, some time ago we did a show that was talking about child abduction, sexual trafficking, to put it that way. And, you know, sexual trafficking is still prevalent today there. You know, we can see different news feeds and internet programs or whatever it may be where people have been abducted and kidnapped. And we just think, oh, somebody just kidnapped. Do you think there could be maybe abduction there? Whether it's a child, a young woman, or even a man that they could just be abducted and been tossed into a heinous situation there, amen? And so those things are still available today. We talked about jail and street and prison ministry. You know, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that. There's no place you can go that there's not homelessness. You know, me and my wife just come back from vacation. You can see some of our pictures on my Facebook page there. And we went to Belize. And there was homeless people there, and I got a chance to sit there and I talked to a few of them. I didn't do any ministry there. I was just talking to them, just befriending them. And I got to thinking, where can you go where people are not struggling and having challenges in their life? You know, Jesus put it like this is, you know, to David said, where can I go to flee from the presence of the Lord? I went to the uttermost parts of the earth. You're there with me. I went to the deepest depth of despair and anguish and bitterness. You're there with me also. And that's the same in our life there. I don't care where you may find yourself at. There's always someone in need of a Savior. I don't care where you have been. There's always someone in need of a Savior. And guess what? You ain't got to go far. I tell you what, do this here. Just look to the left and look to the right throughout the day, and you'll see that there's somebody in need of a Savior. If that don't work, then look in the mirror and say, you in need of a Savior. I'm in need of a Savior. Now, we can't do this here alone. Hey, and I got to think about it. I said, man, God, you've been good to me. I'd have messed this thing up. I kind of went the wrong way. I went left when I should have went right. I kind of like sit down when I should have got up. But yet you're still using me. You still allow me to be a part of what you're doing. Oh, that's awesome now. And I got to thinking about that. You know, out of all the things that we have done, God still calls us a friend. I'm not going to be with you very long this morning since we're back on the air. I'm only going to spend 15 minutes with you. But I want you to tune in next week for another great episode of Free on the Inside. And I love that saying that free on the inside and freedom to get up when everyone else is sitting down and freedom to speak up when everybody else is done shut up and freedom to go out when everybody else is fearful. You know, what is holding you hostage? What is keeping you separated from your destiny? You know, it's nothing. Because God has broke down those walls of barriers and has set us free. And who the Son set free, you are free indeed. You're free to make some mistakes. Guess what? As long as you live, you're going to make some mistakes. You're free to misquote some things. Because as long as you live, you're going to do some things in a mess. Not intentionally because you didn't know or you did it in haste. And so, you know, I got to think about mistakes. And I do mentoring, and I don't do it as much as I used to because of the pandemic and the situation. And God have a tendency to move us from one stage of life to another. And I was sharing with young men and women that occasionally, my mental women along with my wife, but mostly I'm doing young men and the guys that's incarcerated. And I was sharing them about making mistakes and how we're very mindful of the mistakes that we've made and we don't want to make them no more. But we serve a God that's gracious and merciful and slow to anger and swift in forgiving. But we have to forgive ourselves. And that forgiveness comes along with accepting that you fell short. You know, I have a coin in my pocket that says, God, grant me that serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It takes wisdom to say, hey, I messed this thing up. It takes wisdom to say something that I can't repair, that this thing is already messed up. You know, and then I'm talking about forgiveness and learn to forgive yourself. I think so much of a pen, a pencil with a lead in it that you write. And once you write it, I don't care how great a writer you are. I don't care how great an author you are when it comes to writing novels, books, or whatever it may be, that you're going to make some mistakes. And then on the opposite end of that pencil, there's an eraser. And so you can erase those mistakes, those words that you didn't spell right, or the word that you want to replace with word. But when you're erasing things, sometimes it's still a little stain there. Sometimes it's still a little in the background that you still see the imprint of that word that you tried to erase. And that's what I was saying, God erases it. But in our mind, there's still that imprint that, hey, I messed this thing up. But yet we've been forgiven. That sin that we did, excuse me, have been written over. But because we knew it was there, we tend to dwell on those hidden things. And God said, no, you don't have to do that. I already took care of that. And so I want you today, the thing that you're erasing in your life, those things that's uncoming to you, those things that separate you from God, so just put those things on the backside of your mind there and don't dwell on those things anymore. I know they there. They're going to always be there. Remember what Paul said, the great apostle Paul said, hey, man, I got this thorn in my side. And, you know, I prayed on this thing several times, and it just kept coming up and kept coming up. And I know that God is greater than anything that I could ever face. But yet I'm wrestling with some things. This is what Paul said. Paul wrote most of the New Testament. Paul did missionary journey. Paul established and set up churches, and he corrected churches. And Paul did all manner of things containing the word of God. But yet he still was fearful. Hey, maybe I missed the mark. Maybe I messed this thing up. And he said, God, I got this thorn in my side that I'm praying on this thing here. And, you know, and it just don't seem to go away. And God told him in a quiet little way, in a peaceful little way, in a very poignant way, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, then I'm made strong. Oh, my God. I could just stand up now and say, wow, thank you, Lord. Because when I messed this thing up, you turned that thing around, God. When I stumbled, you was right there to pick me up. And Paul, just he had a word from God that encouraged him to continue to go on. Even when he come to the end of his spiritual journey, and he knew that his life was going to end. He said, I have became an offering that's been poured out before you, you know, that my life is coming to the end, but I'm still going to stand strong. I'm still going to stand firm. I'm still going to do the thing that God has for me to do at this time. And he was encouraging Timothy and other young apostles and patriarchs that was long there with him to continue the journey that they're on. And, you know, and I want to encourage you to continue that journey that you're on. I don't know what God has for you, but God knows. So don't let no devil in hell separate you from the love of God. You know, I think so much in Job. And I always talk about the Bible because that's what our ministry is about. That's what our podcast is about, being free on the inside. But we also share life experiences with you. And in the Bible, Job has stated, they said he was a man of integrity. He was an upright man, but yet he had some difficult challenges in his life. But he still held on to what he believed about God, what he perceived about God. Yes, he had some battles. Yes, he had some concern. And guess what? He took it to God. You know, when you got some problems, some concern, take it to God. It's good to share it with me. It's good to share it with someone else. But let God in on it, too. Don't say, I can handle it. Let God handle this situation for you. I'm ready to get out of here. I pray that you have been blessed by this short episode. A podcast of Free on the Inside Ministry. We're talking about current events. We talk about you. We talk about life. But most of all, we talk about our Lord and Savior. We want to give God all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that he deserves, and encourage you to continue the path that he chose for you. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. But do the things that he has for you. Because there's a devil running loose. I don't care where you may find yourself. Be of God. Put on that whole armor of God that you may be able to fight off the wiles of the enemy and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, we're here next week, 8 o'clock hour, with another great episode. Looking forward to having some guests. So tune in. But in case you miss us, we're on Facebook and Free on the Inside podcast. And then also we have a great archive section. So go there and just click on the link, and then it'll take you to the Facebook. It'll take you to a Blog Talk page there, and then you can go into our archive. And we got like several years of archives to show. Some of you may have heard before, but it's always a time to catch up and just say, wow, I forgot that. And guess what? Some of our guests are still active doing what they're doing. Matter of fact, they didn't even grown. They'll just add it on to what they shared with us. So tap in on it. We have contact information, so you'll be able to reach out to our guests and just see where they're at now. Maybe you too could be a guest on our broadcast. If you got something going on, or if you got an event coming up, or you got a ministry going on, or you got something you just want to share with us, or maybe a book. We have some artists on here. We have some health professionals on here. We have some financial advisors. So whatever God chose for you to do, please reach out to us. The number's on our page here. Reach out to us, and you too could be a part of what we're doing. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We're getting ready to get out of here, but you're listening to Free on the Inside, our podcast program, every morning to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. I'm Minister Lewis. Be good, be encouraged, be strong until we meet again. All right, enjoy the balance of your day. Be talking with you in another next episode. In our next episode, we'll leave it at that.